السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It's only the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today in many, many parts of the world, it is the first of Shawwal 1446, the day of Eid al-Fitr. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, Allahumma laka shukr kullu. Today we will do one verse of the Noble Qur'an, a portion of it, give you some important headlines. They have the Q&A till 20 past 5, and that is Jamaat Salah J.F. Fajr in, you know, Komati Burt, and then the Eid lecture will start at 7 o'clock, and 7:30 will be the Eid Salat, inshaAllah al-Aziz, just there by the Komati Burt Masjid. Over the Musalla and the Eidgah, because it was raining this morning but it stopped now. So they will inform us for the time what they're going to do, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah and verse number 185. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. You the Ummah, you must complete the period of 29 days or of 30 days, that is of Ramadan. The fasting, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. And thereafter, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Glorify the name of Almighty Allah, as Almighty Allah gave you hidayat and guidance. So it shows that how important it is for us to read the takbir. And the takbir should be read loudly according to the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Sahibin, Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad. And Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, زينوا أعيادكم بالتكبير. Beautify your Eid with takbir. And the hadith in Tabarani, so we read, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar kabira, wa alhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. And if one just draws a comparison, take chapter 2, Surah Baqarah and verse 185, you will see Almighty Allah states, لَتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. You must glorify the praises of Almighty Allah, read the takbir. Allah Jalla Wala gave you hidayat, iman, Islam, illuminated our hearts with it. And then if we just draw a cross-reference, and that is in Surah Hajj, chapter 22, and verse number 37. So there also Almighty Allah speaks about Eid al-Adha, and those days when we have to sacrifice and slaughter the animals. كَذَٰلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا. Similarly, Almighty Allah subjugated these animals to you, the camel, the bull, the cow, big, big animals, لَكُمْ, for your benefit. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So that you glorify the name of Almighty Allah. Allah bless you with Iman and Islam. Then Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 37, in the 17th Supara, 17th Juz. So we must fulfill our duty with beauty. So there must be no stunning of the animals and so forth and so on. ان الله كتب الاحسان على كل شيء. Allah has written and prescribed and ordained. We do good to every creation of Allah. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. So much so, when we slaughter, it must be done beautifully. No stunning, no torturing of the animals. So see how Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us more than 1400 years ago. Now see in today's lesson what Almighty Allah is teaching us. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. That now you glorify the name of Almighty Allah is the day of Eid. And thereafter, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And so that you go out and perform your Eid Salat. To thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 2, verse number 185. So there is a day of shukr, of gratitude. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, out of your grace, your mercy, your benevolence, you gave us, you granted us, Shahrul Siyam, Shahrul Qiyam, Shahrul Sadaqat, Shahrul Khairat, Shahrul Dua wa Da'wat. You blessed us, Ya Allah, with the month of fasting and Taraweeh, the month of charity, the month of Dua, the month of crying to you, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala. So, but Allah, we all know we're going to wear our new clothes and we will enjoy ourselves with sumptuous meals. But we have to feel for what is happening in Gaza and in Palestine. They already celebrated Eid yesterday, but it was a sad, sad occasion for them. Everyone has lost a certain member of their family or members, and they hardly have any shelter. And remember, the massacre still goes on with America and Israel leading the charge. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give the Muslim countries, the Arab countries, hidayat. And if there's no hidayat for them, then Allah decimate the Jutlas and the Jews and the Americans, their leaders, and the Arab tenpot dictators and Muslim rulers. Majority of them are murtad and out of the fold of Islam, and majority of them are, you know, just them munafiqeen. By name they are Muslim, but in reality they got nothing to do with Islam. So that is our lesson today, inshallah al-Aziz, regarding tafsir. Everything will come back to normal tomorrow, inshallah. We will start with Surah Dukhan, and that is chapter 44, where we stopped before Ramadan Mubarak. Thereafter, let us give you some news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. So number one is this, that he, Netanyahu, the war criminal, said that now we're no more hiding it, that is what we are saying. Hamas must lay down their arms and then they must leave Gaza and get out from here. And you, the people of Gaza, you also must leave and get resettled somewhere. And then they will implement the plan of Trump. We say you go to hell. As far as we are concerned, the Quran Sharif called you the Jutlas. Chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah says He transferred you and transformed you into monkeys and swines and pigs. And now you are showing your pig mentality and swine mentality. Who the hell are you? To this place, you must remember, more than 2 million people and steal more and more land. You stole the whole of Palestine. You stole our mosque and demolished it. And you murdered and martyred our people, more than 1 million of them. And now, if you have passed 80 years approximately, and now you want to steal Gaza because they defeated you, and they sent 78,000 people of your soldiers to hospital and clinics, and 15,000 plus minus of your soldiers straight to hell. We are very proud of Hamas. We are Hamas. We will support them. We will support anybody who causes harm to America and causes harm to Israel or causes harm to the Saudis and United Arab Emirates and so forth. So we need to make our stance very clear. We cannot be sitting on the fence and committing a major offense. That is a sign of hypocrites, not the sign of true Muslims. So much so, Macron of France spoke to him, Netanyahu, and condemned him and said, you can't do this. So remember, this is ethnic cleansing and so forth and so on. So some leaders will speak, but we know Trump is a tenpot dictator. He himself must go to jail. He's guilty on 34 charges of crimes, you know. And guilty, was found guilty in a court of law. And remember that Netanyahu is a war criminal. So that is one. that this Wednesday today is Monday. So this Wednesday he'll be going Netanyahu, the war criminal Netanyahu, to Budapest, to Hungary. And why? That country said, you come here, we will not arrest you. And although they are a signatory, and his main aim to go there is to make some type of coalition, to join America, join Israel and agree with us. We must kick out and expel the Palestinians from Gaza, and then we must implement the Trump plan. So obviously 99% of the country is not going to agree, but they will try and bully them and give them some incentives and so forth. So that is why he's going to spend 3, 4, 5 days there and try and build some type of coalition. Then locally here in Pamatipur, it was raining this morning, but now it stopped, so inshallah they'll take a decision for the time whether we're going to have Eidgah or we're going to have Salat in the Masjid. So Allah may khair whatever it is. And whenever we're going to read Eid Salat in the Eidgah Masjid, then whenever you meet brother to brother, sister to sister, taqabbal Allah wa minna wa minkum, Allah Ta'ala accept from us and Allah Ta'ala accept from you. And thereafter, remember that don't forget to pay your fitrah, sadaqatul fitr. We told you minimum amount 35 rand, so pay 35 rand per person for yourself, pay for your wife, tell her you are paying it, and pay for your minor children, your small children, and read taqabbal Allah wa minna wa minkum after the Eid Salat and after that the du'as. And when you going read the takbir, as I mentioned, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And learn to forgive one another. You see, sometimes we stay in the same town, same city, same country, same province, but we're not talking, speaking to one another. Then our actions will not be accepted also. It will be rejected, Allah forbid. So may Almighty Allah bless one and all on behalf of Marcus Sahaba, on behalf of the Capital Group. We say, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum to all of you. And we know some countries are celebrating Eid tomorrow, like Mauritius and I think Australia also. So Allah knows best which countries, but majority are celebrating today. So that's the right decision. We reject the Saudi sighting and phantom sighting, an absolute shame and a mockery of Islam. It is done by MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, and may Almighty Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid. To you, Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota, we say Assalamu Alaikum. So inshallah, Junaid Mota will ask the questions, because Master Salim Kareem, he'll be delivering the Eid lecture and all that day, inshallah, from Orient School. And I think now 6 o'clock or so they're starting. So anyway, you can listen to Marcus Sahaba, we're taking it live. And inshallah, that's because Durban, everything happens earlier. And you know, it's a working day as well. Many people have to go to work. Allah make it easy. And inshallah, our program for today, that they won't be tafsir and the report back today, because I'm here in Pamatipur. We'll do that all tomorrow. We'll start the tafsir and we will have the report back tomorrow, same time between 2 and 2:30, inshallah al-Aziz. However, tonight, Monday night, inshallah al-Aziz, we will have the Q&A on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, inshallah al-Aziz, with Suleiman Esop and myself tonight. So now, Junaid Mota, we got 15 minutes before our Salat here, so fire up the questions, inshallah al-Aziz, speak loudly, and inshallah, you and Dawood Mota enjoy your Eid also, Jee.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti, can we perform any Nafil Salah on Eid's day?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Very good question. Now we're going for Fajr Salat. So after Fajr Salat, no Nafil Salat, right till Eid Salat. Remember, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited us. And therefore, for Eid Salat, there is no Azan, there is no Iqamah to show us. Imagine our Iman must be so, the heart must be saturated with Iman, that without Azan, Iqamah, we are there early for the Eid Salat and so forth, and it is a day of joy and happiness. So we should not be reading Ishraq Salat. nor by the musalla, nor by the masjid, nor at home, and before Eid. And after Eid Salat, even in the musalla, at the masjid, we shouldn't be performing. Go home, and then you can read your Nafil Salat, Ishraq Salat, Duha Salat, Jah Salat. After the Eid Salat, then it is permissible.
Mufti, does a masjid have to pay zakat upon the funds it collects for a masjid, even though it's over a year in the kitty box?
You must remember that if you have a darulum, or you have a masjid, or you have a madrasa, or you have any organization, ABC, XYZ, and they collect the hundreds of thousands, millions, so upon them, there is no zakat. There is no payment on them. Why? It's not a human being. It is just an entity and is an organization. So zakat will be compulsory upon human beings. So upon these organizations who have thousands, millions, there is no zakat. They are the wakil. They are, you see, Junaid Mota, when you got married, then your wife did not come to the masjid. Who came? Her representative, her father came or brother came, and when I got married, same thing happened. So now that these people, the organizations, they are, let's just take majlis, right? We promote majlis. So let's say majlis ulama in PE, they have millions, for example, and because they doing so much work in different countries, so they don't have to pay zakat. They are acting on our behalf to distribute it to the needy. So zakat, sadaqatul fitr, fidya, will go to the poor Muslims and or Palestine and so forth. And the lilla money that can go to a masjid or a madrasa or to have somebody sponsorship and so forth and so on, like for a darulum, madrasa, like that, you know, to study for the student. Or if it's deserving zakat, so on organizations or masjid or madrasa, all that, there won't be zakat. Zakat is on human beings at 2.5% from our excess wealth and so forth.
Mufti, my zakat is due. I earn a salary, but it just covers my monthly expenses. How do I calculate my zakat?
What you must do is you are getting 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 a month. Obviously, people's salaries differ person to person. So now if you are just managing and there's no real saving and so forth, and you don't have any gold, you know, like Kruger coins and so forth, and you don't have any property income and so forth, then there won't be zakat upon you. The nisab for zakat, remember the minimum threshold is 12,000 rand. So if you are less than that, there won't be zakat upon you. But let's say that you are working ABC and you are saving that 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 every month. So now, end of the year, Ramadan to Ramadan, Muharram to Muharram, you work with the Islamic calendar, and then you save 15,000 rand, 20,000 rand, 100,000 rand. So in a case like that, then zakat will be compulsory on that amount of money at 2.5%. So that is how it works. And remember, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We look for occasions to pay zakat. We must not look for occasions that we avoid and evade the zakat. Listen to the Quran Sharif, listen to the Sunnah, and see how beautiful our Islam is. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us in chapter 33 of Surah Ar-Rum, the Romans, in the 21st Supara, 21st Jews, verse 39, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ, and whatever you pay the zakat, تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, and you do so solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Allah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ, so those are the people, remember, Allah will reward them many, many times and many fold in this world and in the year after. Maximum reward, optimum reward you will get. But the condition, proviso is, we spent it for the love and pleasure of Allah. Once we have paid our zakat, then we should be reading, Allahumma ij'alha maghnama wa la taj'alha maghrama. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Ya Allah, the zakat we paid, so make it maghnama, like how in the booty, spoils of war, when we defeat the enemy, we receive so many things in cash and kind. So Ya Allah, we paid our zakatul fitr, sadaqatul fitr, our zakat, you reward us with dunya wal akhirah abundantly. Wala taj'alha maghrama. You know, when the police stop us and then they give us a ticket, 1,000 rand, 500 rand, 2,000 rand. How reluctant we are to pay it, because, you know, it is something that makes zulam and oppress. So don't make the zakat and zakatul fitr and sadaqatul fitr that you make it maghrama, like a fine upon us. So that is the sign of hypocrites. So we must pay it lovingly, willingly and sincerely, alhamdulillah.
Mufti, yesterday after Fajr, I vomited a mouthful, but continued keeping my fast. Do I have to make up qaza for fast for tomorrow?
Remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Bulughul Maram and Musnad Ahmad, man qa'a, if a person vomited unintentionally, inadvertently, then you just vomited unintentionally, fala qaza alayhi, your fast is valid, so you don't have to worry about qaza. وَمَنْ اِسْتَقَاءَ Deliberately you vomited, you put your finger in your mouth, teaspoon in your mouth, and then you vomited, then your fast breaks, and فَعَلَيْهِ الْقَضَى. But the details are like this. According to the fuqaha and the jurors and scholars, the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali say that irrespective of the amount, once it is done deliberately, intentionally, then the fast will break and qaza is compulsory. Only the Hanafi say it must be intentional, deliberate, and it must be mouthful, then the fast will break and qaza will be compulsory. So I don't think yours was intentionally. So in that case, what you did is correct. You continued fasting. Allah Jalla wa la qabool. Every day now read, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Chapter 2, verse 127. And eat day after the Eid Salat and khutbah and so forth. Read, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Allah accept from us and Allah accept from you. The hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi.
Mufti, I noticed some countries perform Qiyamul Layl. What is the difference between this and Tahajjud Salah? Also, I noticed that it is performed in congregation. Is any Nafil Salah allowed to be performed in congregation?
Yeah, there are three questions. You see certain things, you have several names. You see Taraweeh Salat. So Taraweeh Salat is 20 rakats, right? We know that there's no such thing as 8 rakats, 10 rakats, it's 20 rakats, and that is according to all four schools. But another name for it is, for Taraweeh Salat is Qiyam Ramadan. So now we're standing up during the month of Ramadan. So Taraweeh and Qiyamul, Qiyam Ramadan. So similarly, that we have Tahajjud Salat, and thereafter we have what we call Qiyamul Layl. So whether you call it Qiyamul Layl or you call it Tahajjud Salat, is all the same. We must remember Tahajjud means Tarkun Nawm, that you were sleeping and then you woke up and then you read your Tahajjud Salat. So those two are the same. Then the next one is, you must remember, any Nafil Salat, like for example Tahajjud Salat or Awabin Salat, Ishraq Salat, can we read it, you must remember, in congregation, in Jama'ah? So yes, you can read it according to the Shafis and them. And Hanafis only say that no, that we should not read it in Jama'at. So that is what we should understand. So it's not something that we must make. But now people who are in Makkah, Medina, we encourage them, they must join the Imams, because you know they were reading Taraweeh. That is, they were reading the Taraweeh Salat 10 rakat. And last 10 nights they were reading now 10 rakat, and late at night, the 12:30 Saudi time, they were reading the 10 rakats. So 10 and 10 will make it 20, and then they were having the witr. So that is why we told them to join, so that they can complete the 20 rakats Taraweeh. So that is totally permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti, do you have any du'as to be read to remove a cyst or a tumor?
Remember, when we have all these problems of a cyst or a tumor, or any other ailment, sickness, then read Surah Fatiha 7 times. And that is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu's hadith. And read the Quranic verse. The Quran tells us, you know the story of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. All Majalla teaches us in Surah Anbiya. And that is the 21st juz of the noble Quran, 17 Shukara. And verse number 83, Anni Masani Yadurru وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Oh Allah, this calamity has struck me and it affected me. وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Whilst you, Allah, you are exclusively the one, the most merciful one to show mercy. So in a case like that, what we will do is this. Read this dua, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam was sick for 17, 20 years, 19 years. Various ulama wrote. But remember, it means a long period. And then he cried to Almighty Allah and read this verse, chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and messengers. And verse 83, Anni massaniya durru anta arhamur rahimin. So Quranic verse, we told you, Surah Fatiha, 7 times you must read, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And then in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, it mentioned, Dawu mardakum bi sadaqa, for the people who are ill and sick, to give out charity as well, to give it out to poor Muslim, poor non-Muslim, and voluntary charity. So in that way, insha'Allahul Aziz, Allah Jalla Allah give us cure and give cure to all those who are ill and sick. And Allah Jalla Allah make it easy, grant everyone siha and afiyah. Afiyah is safety and protection. So that is what we should beg Almighty Allah Jalla Allah.
Mufti, can a lady make dawa on her own while her husband is sleeping?
Remember that best is whether it's dawa or whether it's umrah, that you go with your husband or you go with a mahram, your brother, your father, your son. But if you go alone, so fatwa and the verdict will be it is permissible for tawaf and so forth. But remember that you must ensure that you are not going there with the men. You are far away from them. And you, the Hanafi lady, should make sure that you wear your socks and your stockings and so forth and so on, so that the men don't touch you. Because remember that the major sin, you write in the haram, and Quran teaches us, chapter 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You just make intention of wrong, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will then punish you, a terrible punishment. So therefore, we should exercise caution. Last question, you need mother.
Mufti, my husband is from India, and he wants me to wear a nose ring that makes me look like a cow. He says that I can remove it when I'm in public. Do I have to obey his orders?
Remember, you call that in Urdu, noon, ta, and ha. So the fatwa is this, for a lady to use that is permissible, like jewelry. And then, so if he tells you, then wear it, no problem, it is permissible. But then if the public, you remove it and so forth, so that's fine, there's no problem. Listen to him, it's not something that is haram or something, it is permissible. And you know, it is something ulama said, gunjai shared, it is permissibility. So it's fine, inshallah, we reach the masjid here now. So barakallahu feek, taqabbalallah to you, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota. Inshallah, this evening we'll be back home. And we'll do the Q&A, inshallah, with Suleiman Asaf. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.